Hey, Jack, I tried to call you back like 3 times.
I know. You hung up on my girl. She didn't know who she was. I was trying to get her to pay the bill.
No, I swear to you. I swear to you.
You hung up on her. You didn't like her at all,
did you? No, I was calling your name. I was getting a little frustrated because it sounded like you were getting in a car or something. But, hey, the invoice was sent to your email. This is the very last step.
I got it signed.
You did the subscription terms?
Yep, I signed it.
Okay. And then it prompted you to what
continue.
Next?
I said continue. That's all I had to do.
So I don't think you signed it because it would have prompted you to do a username and password.
I didn't get no password name. It just said one, my name. And I signed it and it didn't say continue. Okay. Let me click on again, make sure I didn't get no password or nothing signed up.
Okay, yeah, because...
All right, you're still there?
I'm here. You're going to go on that email, the initial invoice email. It was just sent to you, okay? So it was just sent at 3:18. Sorry, we're in Eastern Standard, so 6:18 it was sent. You're going to want to click on the subscription terms, scroll to the bottom, check the box, sign your name, and then let me know when you get to the next step.
All right, hang on. All right, click here and sign.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Okay, I signed it and it says confirm signature.
Confirm signature?
That's what it says on each of it.
Are you looking at your invoice or are you looking at the very first email for your Google business profile verification?
Well, I know it's the one that told me tap on. It says 87. I don't know what that is. Hang on a minute. I'm signing somebody's invoice. What do you want to do now? What do we got to do now?
Okay.
What's going on? I don't know what the fuck this phone is doing. It's doing whatever it wants to do.
It's got a one-track mind.
I know. I got a one-track mind. It's not on this right now.
It's probably on that hot dog, right?
Yeah, you're so close. Yeah, you are so close. Okay.
All
every
right.
time I tap on that thing, it says that splash shit, and it tells me to hit on another button.
Okay,
not
so
the right one, though.
It should say, hello, Jack. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Your
invoice
email.
Is located below.
Okay, right. Local Splash. This is you, isn't it?
Yes, but it should say, hello, Jack. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms?
Well, all it says is we are passionate about putting your business on the first page. Hero.
That's just your welcome. The email that I'm talking about would have been sent after that one.
Okay, I got something after this one. This is the first one I got.
Right, but go into your inbox. It should be the very first email in your inbox because it was sent after your welcome.
Okay, but I don't have an inbox. I got an outbox. I don't know how to get to my inbox.
So you don't see your
okay,
initial.
I'm still looking. Does it access your dashboard? Alright, I'm still looking, but I don't see nothing on my inbox. I'm going to forward it. You don't want me to send it to you, do you?
It was sent to you.
What am I going to sign on this
for? It's just to speed along your client onboarding. It's just really good for you to just sign those subscription and terms before your client onboarding on Monday, because it's just going to expedite the process. They're going to prompt you to sign
those. Okay, I'm looking for it, but I can't even be able to find it.
Okay.
Got everything except that, girl.
the email that I'm talking about should say, "Hello, Jack. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email." It should be the most recent email that we sent you.
Every time I just hit my email, this only thing popped up.
Okay.
Says across the dashboard. Oh, yeah, this is the only thing that pops up on mine.
Okay, I want you to refresh your browser.
I don't know how to refresh my browser. I'm not a computer whiz. I'm a goddamn phone operator.
Okay, all right. Are you able to put me on speaker and go look at your text messages?
While I'm driving, I just looked at my text messages and everything, but I am driving, so it's very dangerous.
Okay. If you're driving, then I'll just have our technician team go over signing those subscription terms with you when they meet with you on Monday, all right?
Okay, that would work fine with me, because, I mean, I'm not a good browser, whatever you said I was supposed to be. So we'll figure that out Monday.
No worries, no worries. Okay, Jack, well, you're all set. You know, do you have any other questions for me?
I don't know. When you come to Ohio? Yeah, okay. I'm good, girl.
Okay. All right.
Webpage and everything all set up and all good, and you will have in 7 days, you said?
Well, yes. In the first 3 to 5 days, we're going to get working on your website. Now, I don't want you to forget about your onboarding scheduled for Monday between 5 and 6, okay? So I will be the one to call you, and then I'm going to soft-introduce you to our technician team, and then they're going to take it from there and start getting you all set up, all right?
All right. Sounds good to me. I'll be here.
All right.
Monday morning between 5 and 6.
Monday night. Right?
Between
5 and 6. I'm like, I'm a morning person, but I don't get up that early. But, all right. Well, Jack, you have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday, all right?
All right. Thank you very much. Sorry about all the problems. I'm multitasking right now. I got a lot going on.
Hey, no worries at all. I'm really excited that we got to do business together. I think you're really going to like what we're going to do for your company, and everything's great. So you take care. I'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, Jackie. I'll talk to you later, and thank you very much.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.